Would you please stand with us
Amen.
This morning? Father, we thank you for this glorious day, Lord. We thank you that we are here and ready to worship you. You are the one true God, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all of your provisions. We are here and we just are in awe of you, God, for all that you have done for us and all that you have yet to do for us, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We would not want to be in any other place this morning, God, but right here with you, Jesus. Father, we just ask for your presence. We ask for your anointing to fall in this room, God. Fill the people up this morning with your presence, Jesus. Amen.
Take me and flow.
sorry. Can we start that over? I'm sorry. That was my fault. Sorry.
We got some spiritual adrenaline going on up here. It's like we are so excited. And we had the sound of heaven ringing in this roof, this room, in the raising the roof. We've got to bring it down a little bit for this next song. So just join with us. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Amen, church? Praise Jesus. Holy Spirit, let's go. Let's do this. Thank you, Lord.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come light this place and fill the atmosphere.
That is broken. the mountaintop experience when we can proclaim His name, when we proclaim His majesty, proclaim His greatness, proclaim His goodness, proclaim His love. It's after the sacrifice, after the hardship, after the trial, when you can still praise Him, when you can still declare who He is. That's part of the mountaintop, you know. Sometimes I feel like God just doesn't want me to say anything. This morning is one of those times that sometimes He just wants us to pause and just be in His presence. To just soak Him in and let Him love on us. Let Him saturate our souls with His love and His whole being. When we're quiet before Him, and He can let us know what He wants to do. And He can let us know how much He loves us. And we don't always have to be talking. I want to take a few minutes to just continue to linger. The worship team can go whatever way they want to go, whatever way the Lord leads you. I just feel like we need to spend some time in His presence, quietly, letting Him search us, letting Him love us, letting Him take our burdens, our thoughts, our distractions. So whatever you came in with today, whatever cares, whatever praises, just set them before Him right now. And Lord, I ask as we just pause for a few minutes that You would just search every heart. says that in you we live, move, and have our being. That everything that we are is because of you. You breathed breath into our lungs. You are the one that gives us joy. You are the one that gives us strength. It gives us power. It gives us peace. I just feel like we could all use a little peace. Peace to things that we've been going after, things that we've been struggling with, things that we've been going through, sicknesses, struggles in relationships. God, I just pray that you just fill us, God, with your love this morning in those areas, God, where sometimes we feel empty. Sometimes we feel, where are you? Just thank you for your presence. This is the place to be. We are seated with you in the heavenly places. It's not earth up, it's heaven down. And we're praying from that place. God, thank you that you just meet with us every time. Every time, God. You don't get angry at us because we didn't show up yesterday. You're not like us. You don't hold stuff. You don't hold stuff against us. Invite you to come even stronger and even greater in our time together this morning. I don't want to ever get so stuck to the order that we don't have time for you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys can be seated. You should never get uncomfortable with being in his presence and pressured that we have to do something. Amen. That we can just sit and do nothing and know that just as much can be happening in that time of saying nothing and doing nothing as times when great revelation is being poured out and God is, when it's tangible. But sometimes the deepest things are done to us when it's not tangible. And we can't feel it, but we know he's doing something. I just feel like this is one of those times. And whatever you came with on your heart this morning, whatever, just know that God sees it and he's moving on you even when you don't know what to say or you can't feel him. I'm going to be reading in 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings 17. I'm going to be reading the whole chapter. so it'll be a little bit longer today. I also had this thought in my mind before I start reading that oftentimes we take ourselves out of doing or moving in the Spirit because we feel like there's something wrong with us, or we feel like we come up short, or we don't know enough. But have another thought and think that God uses you in spite of what you can't do. That even though, and some of that may be true, that you're not good at this or you're not good at that, but the thought is that God moves through you anyway. He uses you anyway, in spite of what you think. So whatever you think that's limiting you, have another thought. And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word." Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise and go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And then he came to the gate of the city. Indeed, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink." And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." So she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I do not have any bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she said, and she and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. Now it happened after these things that the son of the woman who owned the house became sick. And his sickness was so serious that there was no breath left in him. So she said to Elijah, "What have I to do with you, O man of God? Have you come to bring me my sin to remembrance and to kill my son?" And he said to her, "Give me your son." So he took him out of her arms and carried him into the upper room where he was staying and laid him on his own bed. Then he cried out to the Lord and said, "O Lord my God, have you also brought tragedy on the widow with whom I lodge by killing her son?" And he stretched himself out on the child three times and cried out to the Lord and said, "O Lord my God, I pray, let this child's soul come back to him." Then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper room into the house and gave him to his mother. And Elijah said, "See, your son lives." Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now by this I know that you are a man of God,
yes,
and that the word of the Lord
Amen.
In your mouth is the truth."
Hallelujah.